This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. UC Health is cutting the price of a cancer drug called Zoladex after admitting it overcharged patients, according to the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Fort Collins resident Holly Quinn told the paper she was charged more than $9,000 per injection, an injection for which UC Health paid less than a tenth of that cost. Her insurance company initially was billed $2,300 per injection in 2017. That jumped to $6,000 the next year and more than $9,000 in 2021. A UC Health spokesperson told the Coloradan Zoladex was an outlier with a charge higher than other similar drugs. Quinn said the system reduced her price per injection to $3,000 retroactive to July. UC Health said it would offer a refund to similar patients. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The State Health Department is investigating a possible case of bird flu in a man in Montrose County. The man is a state prison inmate who had direct contact with infected birds while on work release at a commercial farm. An initial test came back positive for the virus, but additional tests were negative. The fight over whether a Republican congressional candidate can use an anti-Biden slur as his nickname on the ballot may be decided by Colorado Supreme Court. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The case was brought by State Representative Dave Williams. He wants the phrase "Let's go, Brandon" included as part of his name on the ballot in the race for the 5th Congressional District. A lower court ruled that the Democratic Secretary of State was within her authority when she disallowed the phrase on the grounds that it's a campaign slogan and not a bona fide nickname. Even if the court takes the case, it may come too late to change June primary ballots, which have to be finalized today. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Elitch Gardens, the amusement park in Denver, opens for the season tomorrow. It's a little longer wait for the water park that opens at the end of May. And Denver has sunny skies today and through the weekend, breezy this afternoon, highs in the mid-60s today and on Saturday. Grand Junction, sunny and windy. This is CPR News.